TK.
Sarah Pepper.
Buenos dias. It's Ivan.
So you got to do a heated little conversation on Facebook.
With a stranger. A complete and total stranger.
Why?
Because this is what happens. I get passionate about something, and then I get argumentative, and then you guys are correct.
Facebook is the wrong place for that.
I know, but I can't argue with him in person because we're not real life friends.
You can't really win those.
You can't.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who cares? Like,
I understand that, but there are some times when I just get so heated, then it just becomes about, I'm going to show you. This whole. I'm from Indiana, so my news feed is full of a lot of stuff about this new religious freedoms law that just passed in Indiana, and it's heated on both sides. My sister said the state right now is just not good news. So some idiot posted an ignorant comment that is factually not true on a comment of one of my friends. I merely corrected him, and it just, I mean, it was like this Girl's on Fire from Alicia Keys. Like, it just lit up, and it was literally 2 hours of my day. And I don't care that I don't get it back. I don't care. Because, but again, trying to explain something to someone who's ignorant and stupid is never going to happen.
Yeah.
But he was factually wrong. If you come at and you want to argue with me with facts, fine. But what you're saying is it's
you're
factually wrong.
You're wasting your energy, Pepper.
That's what I was saying, yeah. I mean, I have fun with people because I usually tell them to go F themselves.
Right. That's what he told me at the end, by the way. That was his drop the mic moment.
Yeah, I do that in the very beginning. Like, we've got like a complaint on Friday here, like, you know.
What happened on Friday?
Some jerk was like, couldn't, you know, you were having me spell some words.
Oh.
He was like, that's what's wrong with America. Go F yourself.
Yeah, he said, I hope it's you don't
think it's funny. It's a joke. Yeah. I can't spell. Yes. If anything, use me as an example why you should pay attention in school, kids.
Right.
But if you're, and of course he's got the suit and tie on.
Oh, he's legit.
Oh, he's trying to, like, you know, start his campaign for some crap. Go screw yourself. You know what I'm saying? But I don't even, like, get into those, because it's worthless. People always need something to complain about, something to go off on. And if you're taking it to Facebook or Twitter, that's a whole new level of sadness for you.
But feel me out
here. You don't have, like, a real friend to complain to debate.
I wasn't even trying to get into this argument. All I was doing was correcting what he was factually saying was wrong. It's not
See,
like
I won't
I said,
even do that, because it doesn't matter.
I didn't say you're stupid. I didn't say you're ignorant. I didn't say your point of view is ridiculous. I said, that's actually not what it says. It actually says this, and this is
because
why
Because they'll ignore
other states.
That, or they'll think you're wrong. There's just certain things you'd like. Like when you have an argument with your girl.
Yeah.
You keep that off Facebook. What are you doing going on Facebook and like venting and writing? And honestly, if I see you writing like a paragraph complaining about something, I'm not even reading it. This is too much. I don't care.
Depends on how many comments.
I'm on Facebook to like your picture, say, you know, something, and then that's it.
If there's like 256 comments under a really long paragraph rant, I'm clicking to see what the problem is.
You think so?
Yeah.
Nah, because it's just like, it's a fuse to just get me aggravated. You know what I'm saying? Like, or like the news will post a news story and then you have all the comments. Sometimes
right.
I just go there for the comments to laugh at people.
Oh, yeah.
But inevitably, those comments will even suck you in.
Because now you're heated.
It's a fuse. Yeah. So I just ignore all of that stuff. It's kind of like watching the news. I try not to.
Just because you don't want to get infuriated?
Just because, you know, it just freaks you out. They never report on the good stuff. It's just like, you have to have a balance in your life.
Well, I did have a balance. I was merely saying, you are factually wrong. And then I put a smiley face at the end. And then he just went all, and not even one period, or comma, or semicolon, or any sort of grammatical intelligence. So then I went fifth grade on him, and I corrected all of his grammatical mistakes and misspellings and everything, and reposted his thing in an intelligent way. And that just lit him on fire. But I can't not argue with people like that. It scares me that ignorance like that is out there. And all I'm telling you is, when people email me at the station, they say, hey, you said this wrong. I'm like, oh, cool, thanks. I'm totally
No, nope. Copy
totally
and paste, go F yourself. I said it wrong. Yes, I did. Change the dial. Copy and paste. That's Control C, Control V. On a Mac, I believe it's Apple C, Apple V. Do you get into it? Do you
get
sucked
in? I never
get
into it. No, no.
He doesn't get into it in real life, though. You know, I've been so
laid
back.
But he blocked his feed so nobody can post stuff on there.
Right. He's avoiding
the
confrontation.
Something to hide.
What are you hiding there, shady man?
I'm not really hiding anything. I just hate ignorant comments. And when you block it and make it private, it really cuts down on all that junk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even care. Like, sometimes, you know, like,
But there are sometimes
why don't you just block the person or, like, boot
him
off?
I can't block him. He's a friend of one of my friends. So it's not like
I didn't even know you could do that.
So you can block people. Okay. I just can't block a friend of a friend. All I was doing, because there are sometimes where you have a little breakthrough where you can show people that, hey, yeah.
Not on Facebook.
No, never, huh?
Not on Facebook.
Is that like a unicorn?
Nah. No. And in fact, I'll go a step further and say this. Like, if one of your friends posts an ignorance comment, on there or like something that, you disagree with,
right?
Then all their friends, you could just tell it's like follow the leader.
Oh, that's where they all
nobody
get it
has
from.
The cojones to like really call them out, which I guess is what you were doing. But again, you can't really win those, you know, unless you really have a face to face and like a sit down and both people are open minded and maybe you can, you know, tilt somebody's view, but you'll never be able to do that on Facebook.
I am completely open-minded. I will listen to your side of the argument as long as you argue with me with facts.
But you got to do that face-to-face. I don't think you can do that on Facebook. You see what I'm saying? I mean, I could be wrong.
Right.
713-390-5957 if you ever got into it. Or if you just have certain type of things that you don't put on Facebook. Like, what's some of the other stuff? Like, you were saying family drama.
I don't put family drama. I think that belongs in the household. I do not think that it goes on Facebook. And when it does go on Facebook, I send emails to take it down. And then I'm told I'm going to get my face wrecked.
Right. See, that's what I'm saying.
Then it gets heated. It gets heated. But you know what? We went, and you're exactly this way. I think you're right, PK. When I went home and I sat down with my cousin, we hashed it out. Face to face.
She didn't wreck your face.
She did not wreck my face. And she actually apologized for getting so heated.
Wow.
You must be medicated.
It's kind of like the same thing with emails. Like, you can't really, you know.
You can't judge tone.
You can't judge tone.
On email and text.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And people immediately start becoming, like, really defensive to their side, I think, when you're online because.
You can be.
Part of them, let's face it, there's a lot of losers on Facebook. Part of them just have, like, this agenda that, you know, they don't want to be wrong. They want to, you know.
And I have that issue, too, sometimes. But when I'm wrong, like, factually wrong, it's fine, but I'll have to do all the research to make sure that like I'm a legit wrong.
What were the facts that was wrong, if you don't mind me asking?
He said that, okay, so the religious freedom law in the state of Indiana says that if your religion says that you do not believe in homosexuality, you reserve the right to refuse service to anyone.
Okay.
In a restaurant or anything like that. He had said that this was not protected before. I'm so glad that it's protected now, which is not true because religion is protected in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So your religion was protected for what a lot of people are criticizing, and it's going to be on Good Morning America, is saying that this allows people to discriminate. It doesn't give you the religious freedom that you were looking for. All I did was copy and paste from CNN, the quote from the news of what the breakdown was, and he went off saying that I support gay people and that I should know better being a Hoosier and that I'm not welcome at his establishment. And I'm like, oh, really? What do you own? He's like, well, I don't own anything yet. I'm like, you're never going to own anything. And then it got fired.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Then it turned
don't
into five.
Don't stoop down to their level.
I try
hashtag
not to.
I'm just here for the comments.
But, right?
Welcome. What's up?
Yeah, I was just listening, and actually Pepper just addressed it. I wanted to know what was the fact that she disputed. You know, what get things so going and heated, and what site she was on. You know,
oh, it was on Facebook. It was on Facebook. But again, when you come across somebody that's that close-minded, in either case, I don't think that there's a winning or a switching their opinion
on
Facebook.
And I wasn't trying to switch your opinion. I was merely letting you know that this law, I don't feel, was absolutely necessary because it was already a protected freedom. And I lived in Indiana for numerous years and never felt like my religion was ever attacked.
Right.
I now worry for my friends who are gay that live in Indiana that they will be refused service and not, you know, get the same rights. And that's where I got that's where I got heated because then it hits close to home. Then emotions get involved. And then I turn to 5-year-old Sarah.
Well, Pepper, are you now like ashamed of being from Indiana or are you going to stand proud for them?
I get asked a lot. I'm not ashamed of being from Indiana because I know my friends from Indiana and what they stand for. What I am ashamed of is how people view Indiana now is that they look at Indiana the way that the stereotype exists is that it's some backwoods, you know, city where we're still living out and going outside to the outhouse to go to the potty. And laws like this exemplify that stereotype. Yeah. And that is so not what Indiana is. It's made so much progress. And then laws like this get put into place where I'm like, people, if you're not from the state, like Ivan's been to the state.
I have.
And, you know, this exemplifies everything that he thought ahead of time before he got to Indiana.
And I kind of feel like Texas, not in the same arena, but it gets a bad vibe. You know, before I lived out in Texas, and now I fight with my friends about it all the time. They think everybody has cowboy hats on and boots. And
bolo,
you know,
ties.
And yeah,
it's only
like,
during rodeo.
But they don't understand, like, you know, so I think that you're right. This is just going to give a bad vibe to where your home is from.
There are national businesses that are pulling their advertisements out. Angie's List was supposed to do this expansion. There's a company out of Seattle that's not allowing their businesses to travel there. There's another one out of Seattle, Washington. The Final Four is going to be there this weekend. They're threatening to pull advertisement from that. Like, it just gives my home state a bad vibe. Now I'm all heated again.
See, there you go.
Come at me now on Twitter. I'm ready to go.
There you go. She's ready.
I'm shaking and fired up.